This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. A World Health Organization senior advisor now says that wealthy countries need to give more COVID-19 vaccines following the United States and making doses available immediately to cover a $200 million dose gap caused by Indian supply disruptions and manufacturing delays. Warning of a two-track recovery, the WHO is urging wealthy countries to donate their surplus doses to poorer countries instead of giving them to less vulnerable groups like children. They have so far donated 150 million doses via the COVAX sharing scheme. However, Bruce Aylward says on Friday that only a small portion of those doses will be available in the short term. In June, July, and August, when they can make a difference in slowing the pace of infections in the global pandemic. He praised a U.S. plan announced on Thursday to quickly share 25 million doses and encouraged other wealthy countries to follow suit. Britain's medicines regulator said on Friday that it approved the COVID-19 vaccine developed by Pfizer and BioNTech for use on 12 to 15-year-olds following similar clearances in the U.S. and the EU. The regulator said that it would now be up to their country's Joint Committee on Vaccination and Immunization to decide whether to go ahead and inoculate this age group as part of Britain's vaccination rollout plan. The regulator again said that children aged 12 to 15 are already receiving the Pfizer shot in the United States, while France and Germany are planning to start offering it at that age group this month. Britain's Health and Social Care Department said it would provide an update once JCVI